Chapter 1, Section 1, What is Science? From the textbook. As you read, what you'll learn. You'll learn how to define science and identify questions that science cannot answer. Compare and contrast theories and laws. Identify a system and its components. Identify the three branches of science. Why it's important. Science can be used to learn more about the world you live in. You review vocabulary. Theory, explanation of things or events that is based on knowledge gained from many observations and experiments. Your new vocabulary words include science, scientific theory, scientific law, system, life science, earth science, physical science, and technology. Learning about the world. When you think of a scientist, do you imagine a person in a laboratory surrounded by charts, graphs, glass bottles, and bubbling test tubes? It might surprise you to learn that anyone who tries to learn something about the natural world is a scientist. Science is a way of learning more about the natural world. Scientists want to know why, how, or when something occurred. This learning process usually begins by keeping your eyes open and asking questions about what you see. Asking questions. Scientists ask many questions. How do things work? What do things look like? What are they made of? Why does something take place? Science can attempt to answer many questions about the natural world, but some questions cannot be answered by science. Look at the situations in Figure 1. Who should you vote for? What does this poem mean? Who is your best friend? Questions about art, politics, personal preference, or morality can't be answered by science. Science can't tell you what is right, wrong, good, or bad. So Figure 1, the caption, questions about politics, literature, and art cannot be answered by science. Page 7. Possible explanations. If learning about your world begins with asking questions, can science provide answers to these questions? Science can answer a question only with the information available at the time. Any answer is uncertain because people will never know everything about the world around them. With new knowledge, they might realize that some of the old explanations no longer fit the new information. As shown in Figure 2, some observations might force scientists to look at old ideas and think of new explanations. Science can only provide possible explanations. So if you take a look at Figure 2, the caption there reads, as new information becomes available, explanations can be modified or discarded, and new explanations can be made. So you have a question, that question can be with one explanation. That one explanation can give you new information, and from that new information, you can get possible outcomes, such as an explanation is still possible, an explanation can be modified or changed, an explanation can be discarded, or you might get a whole new possible explanation. The reading check. Why can't science answer questions with certainty? Scientific theories. An attempt to explain a pattern observed repeatedly in the natural world is called a scientific theory. Theories are not simple guesses or someone's opinions, nor are theories vague ideas. Theories in science must be supported by observations and results from many investigations. They are the best explanations that have been found so far. However, theories can change. As new data becomes available, scientists evaluate how the new data fit the theory. If enough new data do not support the theory can be changed to fit the new observations better. Scientific laws. A rule that describes a pattern in nature is a scientific law. For an observation to become a scientific law, it must be observed repeatedly. The law that stands until someone makes observations that do not follow the law. A law helps you predict that an apple dropped from an arm's length will always fall to earth. The law, however, does not explain why gravity exists or how it works. A law, unlike a theory, does not attempt to explain why something happens. It simply describes a pattern. Page 8. systems in science. Scientists can study many different things in nature. Some might study how the human body works on or how planets move around the sun. Others might study the energy carried in a lightning bolt. What do all of these things have in common? All of them are systems. A system is a collection of structures, cycles, and processes that relate to and interact with each other. The structures, cycles, and processes are the parts of a system, just like your stomach is one of the structures of your digestive system. Reading check. What is a system? Systems are not found in just in science. Your school is a system with structures such as the school building, the tables and chairs, you, your teacher, the school bell, your pencil, and many other things. Figure 3 shows some of these structures. Your school day also has cycles. Your daily class schedule and the calendar of holidays are examples of cycles. Many processes are at work during the school day. When you take a test, your teacher has a process. You might be asked to put your books and papers away and get out a pencil before the test is distributed. When the time is over, you are told to put your pencil down and pass your test to the front of the room. Figure 3, take a look at that. Figure 3 is systems are a collection of structures, cycles, and processes. And then make an inference there. What systems can you identify in this classroom? That's from the picture of Figure 3. Parts of a system interact. In a system, structures, cycles, and processes interact. Your daily schedule influences where you go and what time you go. The clock shows the teacher when the test is complete, and you couldn't complete the test without a pencil. Now, page 9, parts of a whole. All systems are made up of other systems. For example, you are part of your school. The human body is a system. Within your body are other systems. Your school is a part of a system, district, state, and national. You have your regional school district. Your district is part of a statewide school system. Scientists often break down problems by studying just one part of a system. A scientist might want to learn about how construction of buildings affects the ecosystem. Because an ecosystem has many parts, one scientist might study a particular animal, and another might study the effect of construction on plant life. The branches of science. Science often is divided into three main categories or branches: life science, earth science, and physical science. Each branch asks questions about different kinds of systems. Life science. The study of living systems and the ways in which they interact is called life science. Life scientists attempt to answer questions like, how do whales navigate the ocean? And how do vaccines prevent disease? Life scientists can study living organisms, where they live, and how they interact. Diane Fossey, figure 4, was a life scientist who studied gorillas, their habitats, and their behaviors. Figure 4, the caption. Over a span of 18 years, life scientist Diane Fossey spent much of her time observing mountain gorillas in Rwanda, Africa. She was able to interact with them as she learned about their behavior. People who work in the health field know a lot about the life sciences. Physicians, nurses, physical therapists, dietitians, medical researchers, and others focus on the systems of the human body. Some other examples of careers that use life science include biologists, zookeepers, botanists, farmers, and beekeepers. The integrated health, which is in the right column on page 9, health integration systems. The human body is composed of many different systems that all interact with one another to perform a function. The heart is like the control center. Even though not all systems report directly to the heart, they all interact with its function. If the heart is not working, the other systems fail as well. Research human body systems and explain how one system can affect another. You don't have to do that, but it's good to read through that anyway. Page 10. Earth science. The study of Earth systems and the systems in space is Earth science. It includes the study of non-living things such as rocks, soil, clouds, rivers, oceans, planets, stars, meteors, and black holes. Earth science also covers the weather and climate systems that affect Earth. Earth scientists ask questions like, how can an earthquake be detected? Or is water found on other planets? They make maps and investigate how geological features formed on land and in the oceans. They also use their knowledge to search for fuels and minerals. Meteorologists study weather and climate. Geologists study rocks and geological features. Figure 5 shows a volcanologist, a person who studies volcanoes, measuring the temperature of lava. The caption for Figure 5, these volcanologists are studying the temperature of the lava flowing from a volcano. Reading check, page 10. What do Earth scientists study? Physical science. The study of matter and energy is physical science. Matter is anything that takes up space and has mass. The ability to cause change in matter is energy. Living and non-living systems are made of matter. Examples include plants, animals, rocks, the atmosphere, and the water in oceans, lakes, and rivers. Physical science can be divided into two general fields, chemistry and physics. Chemistry is the study of matter and the interaction of matter. Physics is the study of energy and its ability to change matter. Figure 6 shows physical science scientists at work. Figure 6, the caption, physical scientists study a wide range of subjects. In the first photo, this chemist is studying the light emitted by certain compounds. And the second, this physicist is studying light as it travels through optical fibers. Page 11. Careers. Chemists ask questions such as, how can I make plastic stronger? Or what can I do to make aspirin more effective? Physicists might ask other types of questions such as, how does light travel through glass fibers? Or how can humans harness the energy of sunlight for their energy needs? Many careers are based on the physical sciences. Physicists and chemists are some obvious careers. Ultrasound and X-ray technicians working in the medical field study physical science because they study the energy in ultrasound or X-rays and how it affects a living system. Science and technology. Although learning the answers to scientific questions is important, these answers do not help people directly unless they can be applied in some way. Technology is the practical use of science or applied science as illustrated in Figure 7. Engineers apply science to develop technology. The study of how to use the energy of sunlight is science. Using this knowledge to create solar panels is technology. The study of the behavior of light as it travels through thin glass fiber optic wires is science. The use of optical fibers to transmit information is science, is technology. A scientist uses science to study how the skin of a shark repels water. The application of this knowledge to create a material that helps swimmers slip through the water faster is technology. And Figure 7, the caption, solar-powered cars and the swimsuits worn in the Olympics are examples of technology, the application of science. And Section 1 review, I'm just going to go through the summary. Learning about the world. Scientists ask questions to learn how, why, or when something occurred. A theory is a possible explanation for observations that is supported by many investigations. A scientific law describes a pattern but does not explain why things happen. Systems in science. A system is composed of structures, cycles, and processes that interact with each other. And the branches of science. Science is divided into three branches: life science, earth science, and physical science. And technology is the application of science in our everyday lives. That ends Chapter 1, Section 1, What is Science?